各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
早上要跟大家一起来谈到追求自我的成长。
This morning, our topic is to pursue personal growth.
在我们这个加拿大这个地方的生活呢，可以说是相当一个好的环境。
Canada has provided a very good place to live.
在这个地方，我们看到下一代的这个身心的发展啊，可以说是都相当令人满意。
We can see that here the youth can grow and mature.
有的孩子来这边这个身高长得非常的快。
Some young people come here and found that they have grown up really fast.
那么在这个学业方面的追求也相当的顺利。
And they have also pursued very well in their studies.
但是一个人能够真正健康的成长，
But for a person to mature in a positive way,
应该是要平衡的发展。
There should be a balanced growth.
我们来学习这个主耶稣。
Let us learn from our Lord Jesus.
他的成长是平衡的发展。
His growth was one of a balanced.
我们请看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第二章五十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 52.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。那么这个地方提到耶稣的智慧。
Here mentions the wisdom of Jesus.
这个智慧可以指他的信仰来说。
This wisdom can refer to his faith.
一个懂得敬畏神的人，他就是有智慧的人。
A person who fears the Lord is a person who has wisdom.
而这个是最重要的。
This is an important point.
这个不是从学习就能够得到。
You can't gain wisdom from studies.
而是要懂得去敬拜真神。
You get wisdom from fearing the Lord.
敬拜神才有智慧。
When you fear the Lord, you have wisdom.
有些人他很有学问。
Some are scholars.
但是他不懂得敬拜神。
But they do not fear the Lord.
所以他就缺少了智慧。
Hence they lack wisdom.
所以这个智慧应该要从敬拜神开始来学习。
And to gain wisdom is to learn to fear the Lord.
另外这里提到身量。
Next, mention stature.
身量也可以指着说他的这个身体的健康。
Stature could mean his physical growth.
他能够随着年纪的这个增加，那么他这个身体也能够不断的来成长。
As he matured, his body also began to grow.
只要一个孩子长不大，做父母的就伤脑筋了。
If a child does not increase in height, the parents will start to worry.
这表示他身体有毛病。
This simply shows that there is some defect in the child.
所以呢，一个孩子呢，他的肉体也要成长。
Hence, a child's physical body must mature too.
另外就是神跟人喜爱他的心一起增长。
Next, he has also found favor in God and in man.
也就是他有好的人际关系。
In other words, he has a very good relationship with people.
那么他也跟神有好的关系。
And he also have a close relationship with God.
这三方面能够平衡的成长才是一个健康的成长。
If these three aspects can increase in a balanced way, then it is a healthy way.
我们不愿意看到说一个孩子外表长得非常的高大。
We don't want to see a child who has grown very tall.
他们也很会读书。
And very good at studies.
但是跟人之间就相处得不好。
But does not know how to deal with people.
那么也不会亲近神。
I would not even want to draw close to God.
这样的人他是最不健康的。
And this person does not have a very healthy life.
所以这个如何让我们自己来成长？
How do we mature ourselves?
这个是一个相当重要的事情。
And this is a lesson that we must learn.
能够成长表示健康。
To grow means to be healthy.
有健康才有快乐的生活。
If you have a healthy life, you have a happy life.
但是在我们的成长过程当中，
However, as we mature,
什么阻碍了我们的成长？
What can stunt our growth?
从圣经里头我们可以了解。
We can find several examples in the Bible.
一个人他的成长常常受到他这个情欲的这个辖制。
The growth of a person can be restricted by his worldly desires.
我们来看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章十六节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16.
加拉太书第五章十六节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。这个地方告诉我们，若是能够顺着圣灵来行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。
It says here that if you walk by the Spirit, then you do not gratify the desires of the flesh.
啊，这个肉体的情欲，啊，阻碍我们的成长。
The desires of the flesh can stunt our growth.
在这个第十九节这里说
，Verse 19 says,
情欲的事情都是显而易见的。
That the works of the flesh are plain.
比如说奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
For example, fornication, purity, licentiousness.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端等等。
Idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, etc.
其实我们把这段圣经好好的看。
If you were to study this passage closely,
我们会发现到我们的生活常常受到我们这个情欲的这个扰乱。
We'll find that many times in our life, these fleshly desires, have been a barrier.
过去有人常常这个强调人的 IQ 啊要高一点。
In the past, there are some people who claim that humans must gain high IQs.
啊，就是说人要有好的智商、好的智慧。
Which means humans must be intelligent.
但是好的智商不一定能够让他过得好生活。
But having intelligence doesn't mean you will have a good life.
所以最近几年来，有人就强调要 EQ.
In recent years, people suggest that humans should have a good EQ.
也就是说我们要有好的情绪。
Which means we must have a balanced emotion.
没有好的情绪，只有好的这个知识呢，没有用的。
Without good emotions, then you have only have good studies, then it's still useless.
我前天见证到我的一个同学。
A couple of days ago, I bear testimony for my friend.
他很会读书。
He's a good student.
但是他没有好的情绪。
But he doesn't have very good emotions.
就他想不开就会自杀了。
And hence, he decided to commit suicide.
那么人要如何有好情绪啊？
If a person has a balanced emotion,
就是他懂得来控制他的情欲。
He will know how to control his desires.
我们不要忘记说，我们信了主以后，我们仍然是一个人。
Do not forget that after you have baptized into the Lord, you're still a human being.
一个人他就带着肉体。
A human being carries with him a fleshly body.
这个肉体就带着情欲。
And this body carries with it desires.
原本这个情欲啊，是一个好的东西。
Initially, this desire is a good thing.
这个情，也就是感情的意思。
To have desire means to have emotions.
在我们家庭里头，若是有感情，这个家庭就是有情的家庭。
If there is some warm feeling in the family, then this family will be happy.
一个社会有情的话，这就有情的社会。
If this society has emotions, this society will be a sympathetic society.
一个教会若是有感情的话呢，这就是有情的教会。
If there is emotion in the church, this church is a sympathetic church.
这个情欲原本是好的。
So desire is a good thing.
就好像这个欲望。
Just like lust.
人若没有欲望的话。
If humans do not desire,
他就不会想要追求成长。
Or do not ask, they will not ask for improvements.
他不会想要追求进步。
They will never thought about progress.
所以人啊，必须要有相当的欲望。
Hence, humans must have a certain degree of desires.
可是自从人犯了罪以后
，Ever since humans have sinned,
人离开神之后
，Ever since humans have left from God,
就把情跟欲就滥用了。
They have abused this desire.
本来是一个有情的家庭。
It was a happy family.
夫妻之间彼此感情很好。
That couples love one another.
但是因为环境的变化。
But because of a change in the environment.
本来是个有情的夫妻，常常变成无情的夫妻。
A couple in love became a couple that was broken up.
我们常常听到这样的这个实例。
We've heard many of such examples.
有一个做丈夫的。
There was a husband.
他到国外去留学了。
When he went overseas to further his studies.
这个做太太的很支持他。
The wife at home supported him.
希望你能够拿到一个学位。
Hopefully the husband would get a degree.
将来回国之后啊，就能够找到更好的工作。
Upon his return to his homeland, he may find a better job.
能够改善我们的家庭生活。
And their living standard can change.
但是这个丈夫到外国留学以后。
But after the husband has gone,
因为 他所处的环境非常的这个寂寞。
He would feel lonely.
结果在那个当中就认识了另外一个女人了。
He may have met another woman.
哎，结果呢，慢慢的，啊，就是跟这个女的发生感情。
Slowly he had some emotions for the woman.
以前是常常写信回家。
Initially he may have written many letters home.
写到最后啊，这个家信就越来越少了。
At final end, he decided to write less and less letters.
当然，这个做太太的觉得很奇怪。
The wife may be puzzled.
我的丈夫怎么信越来越少了？
Why hasn't my husband written to me?
啊，后来才发现说他那边已经有一个女人了。
And then she will realize that he had another woman.
这个做太太的心都脆了。
The wife was heartbroken.
她的丈夫最后一封信给她了。
The last letter from her husband.
她说我在这边已经习惯生活了。
It stated that I have gotten used to life here.
我恐怕我再回去的话不能适应了。
I'm afraid I may not be able to adjust to life back home.
所以希望你自己呀、啊，好好自己照顾自己。
So I hope that you will take care of yourself.
我不想再回去。
I do not want to go home.
你说这个做太太的她的感受如何
？How do you think the wife would feel at this time?
这个就是一个有情的夫妻，本来很恩爱，有环境的变化。
This is a perfect example of a loving couple becoming an estranged couple.
啊，欲望也是一样。
Same thing for desires.
有些年轻人啊
，Some young people
不认真读书
，They refuse to study.
但是想要拿到高分
，But yet they want good grades.
不择手段
，They will use all ways.
用各种方式来作弊
，They will use their own wits to cheat.
结果他成绩很好
，They may have good grades.
但是他弄错了这个他用错了这个方法。
But they have used the wrong method to gain that grade.
所以这个欲望变成不择手段，想要争取他要的东西。
Hence, the desire has become a way of using all sorts of ways to get what you want.
所以整个这个世界会乱。
And for that reason, the world is in chaos.
啊，就是这个因素。
And this is a reason why.
所以曾经有一家报社，他出了一个问题。
There was a newspaper, a news agency that came up with a question.
他要读者。他要征求读者一个最好的答案。
It's asking its readers to give him an answer.
他说世界上最不安全的地方在哪里
？They asked, "What is the worst place on earth?"
很多的这个读者就回信了。
And many readers replied.
啊，有人说是非洲。
Some say Africa.
有人说是巴勒斯坦。
Some say Palestine.
有人是说苏联。
Some say Russia.
有人说是东欧。
And some say Eastern Europe.
有人是说中国大陆。
And some say China.
啊。那最好的答案是什么
？What is the best answer？
世界上最不安全的地方在哪里
？Where is the most dangerous place on earth？
就是人的心呐、啊。
It would be the human's heart。
这个人的心是我们不安全的一个最主要的这个地方。
And a human's heart is the most dangerous place。
因为人的心败坏。
Because if the heart is corrupted，
在我们的生活当中就没有平安。
Then there is no peace in life。
啊，所以我为什么我们要追求成长呢、
For that reason, we ask ourselves, why must we pursue for growth？
就是我们要懂得去克制这个情欲。
It's simply that we want to learn how to control our desires。
所以加拉太书第五章十六节他这样说。
Hence, in Galatians chapter 5 verse 16,
若是能够顺服圣灵而行的话
，If you were to walk by the Spirit，
就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
You will not gratify the desires of the flesh。
可是我们不要忘记。
But we mustn't forget。
十七节告诉我们
，Verse 17 says，
情欲跟圣灵是经常相争。
Desires of the flesh are against the Spirit。
啊，圣灵和情欲相争。
The desires of the Spirit are against the flesh.
他们彼此相敌啊。
They oppose one another.
使你们不能做所愿意做的。
And they prevent you from doing what you want.
有时候我们在讲道理。
Sometimes when we deliver a sermon.
真的有时候我们讲得头头是道。
Sometimes the sermon sounds very logical.
我们觉得说这样做才对。
We feel that this is the right way to do it.
可是常常一下台之后。
But very often.
我们就会有这样的痛苦。
When we came down from the pulpit, we find ourselves
troubled. 我今天所讲的。
Whatever I've spoken today,
怎么我都做不到呢？
Why is it that I can't do them?
那种痛苦啊，很难形容。
And that kind of trouble, pain is hard.
好像保罗所说的
，As what Paul said,
我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这个这个苦呢
？I'm in woe. Who can deliver me?
保罗他在这信仰的过程当中
，In Paul's faith,
他真的是有这样的挣扎。
He has constantly struggled among
between them.
He often struggled with himself, who can deliver him from his body. Today, if we have not overcome our desires, our life will be trapped in bitterness. Hence, we must pursue for personal growth. We must identify the fearfulness of these desires.
另外一点就是我们呢, 常常会处在一种无知的地步。
Very often we find ourselves being ignorant.
我们有时候常常会以为说, 我已经长大成人了。
Many times we feel that we have grown up.
我的经验也很丰富。
That we have much experience.
啊, 做人处事我都懂。
We know how to deal with people and how to deal with things.
可是有时候常常啊, 我们的心都被遮盖了。
But very often, our heart has been covered.
圣经常常告诉我们。
The Bible then says,
请看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
这等不信, 我们第四章第四节, 新约圣经 251页。 第四章第四节,
Chapter 4, verse 4.
这等不信的人被这世界的神弄瞎的心眼，不叫基督荣耀，福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。这个地方告诉我们,
Here it says,
这个不信的人啊,
that in the case of unbelievers,
不一定是全指着那一些未信主的,
it doesn't mean that people who haven't been converted to Christianity,
而是指着我们轻看了圣经的话。
Rather, it refers to those who have overlooked the gospel.
那么这世界的神就是魔鬼会弄瞎了我们的心眼。
The God of this world, which is Satan, has blinded our mind.
叫我们不懂得去依靠基督荣耀的福音。
And he has kept us from understanding the gospel of Christ.
所以基督荣耀的光就没有办法照在我们心里头。
Hence, the glory of Christ cannot be shown upon us.
虽然我们信耶稣。
Though we believe in Christ,
但是若不懂得亲近神,
but we do not know how to draw close to God,
不懂得谦卑领受福音,
we do not know how to humble ourselves down to accept the gospel,
陷在一片黑暗当中,
then our minds will be in darkness.
有时候我们觉得说我很热心啊,
sometimes we feel that we say that we're very
zealous, 但是所做的却离开了基督,
but what we have done shown that we are far away from Him.
所做的竟然走上黑暗的道路,
what we have done shown that we are walking on the path of darkness.
有时候很多的事情我们见不得人,
sometimes many of the things that we have done,
我们, 啊, 却自己都不晓得,
and many of the things that we have done, we should be ashamed of them, but we are ignorant.
那使我们一直, 啊, 陷入在错误的里面,
hence we are often found ourselves in darkness.
啊, 那我们做糊涂的这个事情,
We begin to do foolish things.
在以弗所书第五章这里这样说,
in Ephesians chapter 5,
请看以弗所书第五章,
let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章17节,
chapter 5, verse 17,
新约圣经273页, 以弗所书第五章17节,
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17,
不要做糊涂人, 要明白主的旨意如何。 这个地方就告诉我们,
this verse says,
我们不要做糊涂人啊,
that we should not be foolish.
我相信我们都是不希望做糊涂人的,
I'm sure no one wants to be a fool.
因为做糊涂人太可怕了。
And being foolish is something terrifying.
曾经有一个小孩,
there was once a child.
他这个眼睛有毛病,
There's something wrong with his eyes.
啊, 他的妈妈带他去找医生,
The mother took him to see a doctor.
医生看了以后,
after the diagnosis,
哎呀, 你这个孩子的这个眼睛右眼啊, 不开刀不行。
The doctor suggested that the boy have an operation on the
right
eye. Otherwise, he would go blind. This seems to be a very serious condition.
啊, 这个妈妈就同意了,
and the mother agreed.
说好啊, 那么就开刀好了。
And the boy should have an operation.
啊, 就进入手术房,
and enter into the surgery room.
啊, 就开刀完了出来,
after the surgery,
这个妈妈看到说, 怎么这个左眼啊, 被纱布盖住了。
The mother questioned, why is his left eye being covered?
才发现说这个医生糊涂了,
and she realized the doctor has made a mistake,
把这个好的眼睛去开了刀,
that the doctor had operated on the wrong eye.
这个妈妈着急哭出来了,
and the mother was so anxious, she cried.
就跟医生讲, 医生啊, 弄错了, 弄错了。
She said to the doctor that you have made a mistake.
医生说你不要紧张嘛。
The doctor says, "Don't worry."
怎么会弄错呢
？How would I have made a mistake？
所以妈妈跟他讲，弄错了啦。
The mother kept saying that you have made a
mistake. 我的孩子这个右眼是，这左眼是好的。
My son's left eye is the good eye.
你怎么帮我的孩子开左眼呢
？Why did you operate on his left eye？
那是糊涂医生才发现。
Only then the doctor realized
真的是弄错了。
That he had made a mistake.
结果弄上了这个医疗纠纷。
And then there is a court case that follows that.
报纸一登出来啊。
When this news was published,
医生呢、啊、名誉扫地啊。
The reputation of this doctor went down the drain.
啊，人家不敢再找他了。
No one ever dare approach this doctor.
这个糊涂害了别人，也害了自己。
Because of foolishness, he has harmed others and also hurt his own reputation.
所以我们今天呢、啊，不能够糊涂。
Hence, today we shouldn't be foolish men.
尤其在这个人生的道路上，不能糊涂。
Especially in our life, we should never be a fool.
不要自作聪明。
Do not think that you're smart.
以为我很聪明。
Do not think that you are smarter than others.
不懂得像这圣经所说的。
And you should imitate what is said in the Bible.
说要明白主的旨意如何。
Must understand what the will of the Lord is.
有时我们都凭着自己的思考。
Sometimes we depend on our own wits.
我做这个合乎神的旨意。
That I'm doing this, and this is done according to the will of God.
啊。但是我们若没有深入的祷告
But if you have a prayer
往往就是以人的意思代替神的意思
If you have not prayed Then very often you have been doing things according to your own will
结果就常常走上糊涂的道路
And for that reason you have often become foolish
啊，所以说我们呢、啊、要追求成长
Hence we must all pursue for growth
我们就必须要在这两方面要来克服
And there are two areas that we should overcome
啊，那就是说我们的生活呢应当会自我的来管理啊。
And first of all, we should have a control over our life.
应当常常的自省。
We should often examine ourselves.
常常会反省自己。
Tell ourselves.
反省才是成长的开始。
Examine ourselves is a beginning to your growth.
不反省，我们永远看不到自己的缺点。
If you do not examine yourselves, you will never see your shortcomings.
不反省，我们总会认为祷告是多余的。
If you don't examine yourselves, you will think that prayer is unnecessary.
我们找不到祷告的。啊，这个目的。
Then we will never find the purpose of.
为什么要祷告
？Why do we pray？
我们觉得是多余的。
It is so unnecessary.
所以有时候我们祷告会软弱。
And therefore, the reason when we pray, we are weak.
因为我们不觉得我们需要。
Because we don't feel that we need to pray.
因为我们觉得说我们很好了。
Because we think that we're good enough.
那祷告什么
？What is there to pray for？
所以有时候我们简单的两三句就结束了。
And very often our prayer is short.
因此我们灵性就一直处在软弱当中。
And our spirituality always stays at the same stage.
所以我们要克制情欲
Hence, we must gain control over our desires.
要让我们自己成长
We must grow.
我们在灵修上啊，应该要有反省的啊一个目标
That in a, when we pursue for spiritual cultivation, we should often examine ourselves.
让我们来省察到底我灵性有没有进步
We should examine ourselves to see if our spirituality have improved.
虽然我们这三个晚上的布道会
In the past three nights of evangelical meetings,
一直鼓励大家说，没有圣灵的赶快出来求圣灵。
We have encouraged for those who have yet to receive the Holy Spirit to pray for it.
假如有人受圣灵了
，If someone has received the Holy Spirit,
我们都为他高兴。
We will rejoice.
因为什么呢
？Why?
他开始讲灵言了。
Because a person can speak in tongues.
他有圣灵体验。
The person experienced the Holy Spirit.
我们常是这样子的为这个人高兴。
And we will be happy for this person.
其实这是一个起点而已啊。
But this is only the beginning.
我们不要因为说我会说灵言，就表示我已经。灵性很好了。
Do not feel that when you speak in tongue, you already have good spirituality.
讲灵言受圣灵只是一个起点。
That's receiving the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongue is only the beginning.
不是因此我们灵性就已经相当好。
It does not mean that from then on your spirituality will be good.
我们更应该进一步来追求圣灵的充满。
We should go one step further and ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫圣灵的充满
？What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
不是祷告的时候。声音很大声
Doesn't mean that when you pray loudly
身体很震动
Your body vibrates shaking
这就是圣灵充满
This doesn't mean it's a fullness of the Holy Spirit
好真正的圣灵充满
What is a true fullness of the Holy Spirit
就是让圣灵全部来占领我们的心
Is to let the Holy Spirit fill your heart
使我们能够真正顺服神的旨意来
So that you will do things according to the will of God
这种才是可喜的现象
That is a joyous moment
所以我们真教会的信徒
And for members of a true church,
我们都知道真教会有圣灵。
We know that the true church has the Holy Spirit.
我们也知道受圣灵要说方言。
We know that receiving the Holy Spirit is to speak in
tongues. 但这些都是起步而已。
But all these are just the beginning.
不是已经完成了。
It doesn't mean the process has ended.
我们常常忽略了如何让圣灵充满我们。
We have often overlooked the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们会发现，我信了耶稣以后。
Hence, very often find that after you
baptize, 刚开始受圣灵很高兴。
The initial stage when you have received the Holy Spirit, you are filled with joy.
可是不久之后,
but soon,
我的灵性生活怎么越来越枯燥?
Soon after, you'll find that your faith has become boring.
在我们的信仰里头没有喜乐。
In our faith, there is no joy.
为什么会这样?
Why?
因为我们没有让圣灵充满。
Because we haven't asked the Holy Spirit to fill us.
因为我们没有灵性成长。
Because we haven't matured in our spirituality.
所以我们一样的又陷入。 那些愁苦当中啊,
Hence, once again, we are trapped in bitterness.
啊, 所以我们来看一看, 如何了解到自己圣灵充满?
Hence, we should study how do we know we have been filled by the Holy Spirit.
请看, 加拉太书, 加拉太书第五章,
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章, 请看 22节,
chapter 5, verse 22.
第五章, 22节,
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
啊, 新约圣经, 266页, 圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。23节，温柔节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。这个地方告诉我们，
Here it says,
圣灵所结的果子，
The fruit of the Spirit，
这个果子里头包含这九种的特质。
This one fruit that contains 9 special characteristics.
也就是一个圣灵充满的人必须要具备有这九种的这个特性。
Which means a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit must possess the same 9 characteristics.
所以我们在祷告的时候，
Hence when we pray,
在我们反省的时候，
As we examine ourselves,
我们来思考这九种特性。
We should study those 9 characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit.
假如我们这九种都有了，
If we possess all 9,
那么就是说圣灵已经充满在我们心里了。
It means that Holy Spirit has filled you.
我的灵性已经达到了圣灵所要求的这个目标。
Your spirituality have reached the level that the Holy Spirit has requested from you. Then you have indeed matured. So let us now study these 9 characteristics.
第一个谈到仁爱。
First is love.
什么叫仁爱呢?
What does it mean to love?
仁爱的意思就是懂得来反省自己。
To love means to examine yourselves.
仁爱也就是懂得去宽容别人。
And to forgive others.
这叫做仁爱。
This means love.
所以我们一个有圣灵的人啊，
A person who has a Holy Spirit.
我们能不能做到这样的地步呢？
Can we achieve that standard?
有一对夫妻。
There was a couple.
他们都是在外面工作。
They were both working.
这个做太太的是相当的贤惠。
The wife was a good wife.
但是呢，有一天， 她丈夫回来的时候，
One day when the husband came home.
看不到餐桌上 有晚饭。
He doesn't see that the dinner was ready.
后来才发现他的太太在房间里头哭。
He then found his wife crying in her room.
他一直敲门说太太啊，什么事情啊？
He kept knocking the door asking what was wrong.
他太太不给他开门。
The wife didn't open the door.
有的做丈夫的就会很急。
Some husbands will be very nervous by then.
叫你开门说不开门。
Why don't you open the door?
什么事赶快出来讲。
What is wrong? Tell me.
这个做先生没有这样做。
The husband didn't do that.
敲了门以后，
After knocking the door,
太太还是不出来。
The wife refused to come out.
晚餐， 没有着落。
Dinner was not made.
这个先生想， 我太太平常不是这样子。
The husband began to think that this is very unusual.
大概一定有什么事情了。
And something must be wrong.
所以他也不打扰他的太太了。
He did not bother his wife.
一定有什么伤心事情， 让他就 安静一下。
He thought she must be upset, so he decided to give her some peace.
他就自己在客厅里头啊，找点东，在这个厨房找点东西吃。
He went to kitchen and looked for some food.
做自己的事情。
And he went on his way.
到深夜的时候， 他只好躺在沙发睡觉了。
By midnight, he had to sleep on the couch.
到半夜的时候，
At midnight,
太太就起来了。
The wife came out.
就拍拍他。
And woke him up.
说进到房间睡觉吧。
Come into the room to sleep.
这丈夫呢，一醒过来，
When the husband woke up,
没有生气，
He was not angry.
他先跟他讲说， 太太，你一定饿了， 我们就吃点东西。
And he said to the wife, You must be hungry, have something to eat.
有什么事情慢慢说。
And then we can talk about what is wrong.
这太太觉得很温暖。
His husband, the wife felt very comforted.
我先生都没有骂我。
The husband did not yell at her.
就这样子， 这个太太就把她的委屈啊，就告诉先生。
And then the wife told told the husband what was wrong.
这个做丈夫的懂得将心比心啊。
The husband was able to understand the wife.
啊，所以这个就是仁爱。
This means love. This is love.
仁爱就是说懂得要求自己。啊，懂得原谅别人。
Love is to require yourself to reach a certain level and to forgive others.
所以在教会里头啊。
Hands in church.
我们很需要的就是这种爱心。
What we need is love.
要有仁慈的爱心。
A love.
啊，那这样子的话呢，我们才能够原谅那些得罪我们的人。
And that way we can forgive those who have offended us.
比如说这个弟兄突然怎么队友凶起来了。
For example, why did a brother suddenly yell at me?
平常他不是这样的人啊。
He wasn't like that.
我们就会退一步想。
And then we would take a step back and think.
他过去都不会这样。
This is not his usual behavior.
今天怎么会那么凶？
Why is he so angry today?
一定有什么事情啊。
There must be a reason.
啊，也就不跟他吵了。
And you will not argue.
等到他冷静以后。
When the brother has calmed down.
啊，才慢慢的说。
Then you will talk it out.
啊，有些这些教会的啊这些负责人呐、啊、或弟兄姐妹。
There are some brothers and sisters and person in charges.
啊
，persons in charge.
啊，对于这个教会的传道人呐、啊，很有爱心。
They treated the preachers well.
啊，有些传道人的确有他的软弱的地方。
There are many preachers who are also weak.
啊，那么有时候要跟他做一些建议。我曾经就听到一些负责人了。
I've heard from many persons in charge.
啊，他们这样对我说。
They said to me.
说任何一个传道人被安排到我们这个教会。
Any preacher that has been sent to our church.
我们都会接纳。
We will welcome them.
即使人家认为最不好的传道人。
Even if he is the worst preacher there is.
安排在我们这边的话。
When he has been sent here,
我们要接来造就他。
And we want to edify him.
我们要让他离开之后。
We want him to feel that when he has left.
被差派到其他的教会的时候。
And no matter which church he was sent to.
啊，会让其他的教会说，哎，这个是好传道。
Want other churches to feel that he is a good preacher.
这个是很不简单的一件事情。
And this is not an easy thing to do.
因为他知道说有些传道人呐、啊，有他软弱的地方。
Because they knew that preachers have their weaknesses.
有他的优点呐、啊。
And preachers also have the good points.
所以他这样的来包容。
And for that way, and they have decided.
当然，做一个传道人对于信徒也是一样。
They have decided to endure the preacher, and this is the same vice versa.
有些弟兄姐妹也有他软弱的地方。
Some brothers and sisters are also weak.
我们不要因为他的软弱，对他有成见。
We should not be prejudiced against them.
我们应该有这样的任务，说这个弟兄姐妹软弱，我要把他造就好。
We should feel that when brothers and sisters are weak, it is our duty to build them up.
这就好像保罗所说的父母心啊。
This is what Paul mentioned, the heart of a parent.
我们来看这个帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲奴养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。保罗就是有这种仁爱的心。
And Paul has such a loving heart.
他说：“我用纯温柔的心，像母亲在奴养自己的孩子。”
He says, "We're gentle among you, like a nurse taking care of her children."
啊，所以我们教会这些圣工人员。
Hence, the holy workers of our church.
我们对于我们所牧养的对象，应该存着这种母亲的爱心。
That when we are pastoring the church, we should have the heart of a mother.
在家里也是一样。
The same thing in at home.
自己的孩子有什么软弱
？No matter how weak your children are.
你不要对他有失望的心。
Never be disappointed in them.
你要抱着这个希望。
You must always have some hope.
主耶稣一定会帮助你的。
Jesus will help you.
一个有圣灵充满的人
，A person who is filled with the Holy Spirit，
他会做到这样的地步。
He will be able to achieve this。
第二个就是喜乐的心。
Next to have a heart of joy。
一个圣灵充满的人要有喜乐。
A person who is filled with the Holy Spirit must be
joyful。基督徒挂在脸上呢就是喜乐。
And all the Christian wears on their face is a smile。
喜乐是一个相当好的见证。
And joy is a very good testimony by itself。
有一些老人家
，There are some seniors，
常常会有无限的感叹。
They often sigh.
有一句话说
There's a saying.
夕阳无限好，只是近黄昏啊。
Although the sunset is a beautiful scene, but it is close to the end of the day.
但是一个乐观的人他不这么讲。
But a person who is optimist will not think this way.
说夕阳无限好，虽然是近黄昏。
They will say, the sunset is a beautiful thing to see, even though it is near the end of the day.
我们教会啊，这个老人就组成了一个团契。
The seniors in our church have formed a senior group.
他们有时候会组团啊，到各地教会访问。
Sometimes they would gather themselves up and visit other churches.
那么这些老人啊，他真的有圣灵充满。
And these seniors are indeed filled with the Holy Spirit.
沿途啊，在游览车上唱诗啦，做见证啊。
On the way, on the tour bus, they will be singing. They will be bearing testimonies.
那种的喜乐表现在他的脸上。
The joy was manifest on their face.
结果啊，开车那个司机啊，看得很羡慕。
And even the driver of the tour bus was envious of them.
哎，这些老人怎么那么快乐
？Why are these seniors so happy？
怎么那么活泼呢
？Why are they so lively？
那休息的时候
，And during the break，
司机就找老人聊天了。
The driver had a chat with one of them.
你们怎么那么高兴快乐那么高兴呢
so, Why are you so happy?
老人就做见证了
And the senior bore a testimony
这么一见证以后啊
And after the testimony
这个司机来教会慕道了
The driver came to church
啊，开始来追求道理了
He wants to understand the truth
喜乐成为一个最好的见证
So happiness has become the best testimony for God
啊，所以说我们做一个基督徒我们应该无论处在什么环境啊应该有喜乐的心。
Hence, as a Christian, no matter what circumstances you found yourself to be in, you should always be joyful.
啊，这就是啊圣灵充满的一个表现。
And this is one of the manifest of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的这个充满的第三个特质。
The third characteristics.
就是要和平。
It is peace.
啊，在这个世代的人呐、啊。
In this day and age.
啊，常常这个心里啊非常的乱。
We see that many people are troubled in their heart.
有时候我们看这个路上在开车的人。
When we sometimes see the drivers on the road.
啊，有的人开的快车。
Some people will be speeding.
你快，我比你快。
Others would try to beat that.
你要超车，我就来超你。
If you pass my car, I'll try to pass yours.
所以常常会发生车祸。
For that reason, we see a lot of accidents on the road.
所以当人们在混乱着急的时候，我不乱。
When people are worried, people are excited, you should remain calm.
人开快车，我不开快车。
When others speed, you should slow down.
我们要保持冷静。
We should maintain our cool.
开快车后果怎么样
？We should understand the consequence.
不保持安全距离会怎么样
？We should understand the consequence of tailgating a car.
我们心平气和啊。
As long as we are in peace.
我们才能够保护我们的安全。
And we are calm, we can protect ourselves.
啊，所以在处在任何环境里头。
As no matter what circumstances you found yourself to be in,
一定要心平气和。
You must be peaceful. You must be calm.
没有心平气和，那就糟糕了。
Otherwise, woe comes to you.
当主耶稣被抓的时候
，While Jesus was captured,
耶稣的门徒啊，没办法心平气和。
The disciples of Jesus weren't able to calm down.
因为他们没有充足的祷告。
Because they haven't prepared, they haven't had enough prayers.
耶稣祷告的时候，他们在睡觉。
While Jesus was praying, they were sleeping.
所以当他们遇到危险的事情。
Hence, when they were faced with danger,
这个血气就出来了。
They began to show their anger.
就动刀了。
They would draw their swords.
主耶稣责备他的门徒。
And Jesus rebuked them.
动刀的死在刀下。
But those who used the sword, they would die by the sword.
真的很可怕。
This is indeed terrifying.
啊，假如主耶稣允许门徒动刀的话。
If Jesus had allowed his disciples to use their swords,
那后果真的不堪设想。
We will understand that the consequences would be terrifying.
所以在我们的生活里头
，Hence in our lives,
难免会看到有人要动刀。
We see many people wanted to use violence.
砍来砍去。
They wanted to kill one another.
啊，双方都是啊遍体鳞伤。
We see that both parties suffer from wounds.
你看这个中东的战争。
For example, the war in the Middle East.
大家都想动刀。
Everybody wanted to use violence.
就两败俱伤。
And we see both parties suffered.
啊，我们这个基督教呢，最注重这个和平。
Christians maintain peace.
你看使徒时代的教会。
the church during the apostolic days,
受到那么大的迫害,
they have suffered through huge persecutions.
门徒们从不动刀,
but the disciples never used the swords.
啊, 他们以和平的态度来面对各种的这个批评论断,
they would peacefully face all criticisms and persecutions.
啊, 使徒行传里头我们看到, 啊, 这个司提环啊, 他为主做见证啊, 被人用石头打的时候, 他仍然啊, 啊,
In the book of Acts, we read that Stephen was being stoned to death, but at the point of death, he was still able to face his persecutors calmly. We see sometimes in a chaotic situation, we should kneel down to pray.
求神让我们有一颗平和的心来面对混乱的这个环境。
We ask God to give us a heart of peace to face whatever that come that is ahead of us.
以赛亚书30章15节这样说。
In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
请看以赛亚书30章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
旧约圣经839页。 以赛亚书30章15节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者这样说。 你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们尽知不肯。这里告诉我们，得救是在乎归回安息。
It says to be saved, it is depending upon the returning and rest.
这个归回就是反省，就是悔改。Returning
means to be repenting.
这反省悔改，我们才能够得到平静的心。When
you rest and when you repent, you shall be saved.
我们才懂得尊重神。
And then you will respect God.
不会凭着自己小聪明去解决事情。
You will not depend on your own wits to solve your problems.
啊, 得到力量就是在于平静安稳的祷告。
And in quietness and in trust and prayer, you shall gain your strength.
好, 圣灵充满第四个特质就是忍耐。
And the fourth characteristics of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is patience.
这个人这个字中国字很有意思。
The Chinese character for patience is quite interesting.
人就是一把刀啊, 插在心啊。
Patience means to have a knife stabbed in you, in your heart.
一把刀插在心, 你还要忍耐。
And when the knife is stabbed in your heart, you should still have patience.
真的是不容易。
And it's not an easy thing to do.
忍受痛苦的心。
This means to be able to bear pain.
这是极大的操练。
This is the greatest test.
不是神就是要给我们这样操练。
And this is the way God wants to test us.
啊, 让你能不能真的靠着圣灵来胜过这个苦难。
It's simply a test for you to see if you can depend on the Holy Spirit to overcome your test.
被人家刺伤了,
when you have been stabbed,
不报仇,
you would not want revenge.
不记住他的, 啊, 不好的地方,
you would not want to remember what evil others have done upon you.
这个很不简单啊,
and this is not an easy thing to forget.
犹大要出卖主耶稣,
when Judas was about to betray the Lord Jesus,
这是最悖逆的事情啊,
this is the greatest betrayal that could ever be. The Lord Jesus loved him, yet he still betrayed him.
你想想看,
think about this. If you're Lord Jesus,
当你在为犹大洗脚的时候,
when you were washing the feet of Judas,
犹大仍然不领情,
and Judas was still quite determined,
没有悔改,
he did not repent,
你的心如何呢?
How would you feel?
假如你的孩子,
if it's your child,
你爱他,
you loved him,
你为他洗脚,
you wash his feet,
他不领情啊,
and yet he would not,
你的心的感受如何?
He was still determined, how would you feel?
如刀在割啊,
this seems like a knife cutting your heart.
我那么爱你, 你竟然还要背逆我,
that I love you so much, yet you're still betraying me.
但主耶稣没有恨他了,
and Jesus did not have hatred for Judas.
想尽百般的方法,
and Jesus had thought of many ways,
还是要来挽回犹大的这个心啊。
Jesus have used many ways trying to save Judas.
曾经有一个小姐,
there was once a young woman.
她第一天上班了,
on her first day of work,
啊, 她就坐到她的办公桌,
she sat at her desk.
她一坐下来的时候, 很凑巧的, 对面, 啊, 就是坐了一个男同事,
and right across from her desk is her male colleague.
她的男同事啊, 这脚就翘起来翘在桌子上面,
the male colleague had his legs on the desk,
啊, 这个脚对着他,
and his feet were facing her,
哦, 她看得很不舒服,
and she wasn't very comfortable.
怎么我第一天来上班, 这个男同事怎么那么不礼貌?
This is my first day of work, and this colleague is not very polite to me.
还脚翘起来面对着我,
and he even put his feet on the desk facing me.
哦, 那心里本来很, 火气很大，想要跟他吵架。
And she was quite upset, and she wanted to argue with him.
啊，后来她忍耐下来了。
And she decided to have some patience.
第一天嘛，不要跟人家吵架。
She decided to bear it, and since this is the first day, she doesn't want to start any arguments. 啊，
那么过了一段日子以后啊
，After some time,
哎，她跟这个男同事相处的不错。
She began to establish a friendship with this colleague.
哎，她发现这男同事做人不错嘛。
She found that this colleague is indeed quite a good man.
慢慢就能够接受他了。
And later she was able to accept his
friendship. 后来大家无所不谈。
And later they became good friends.
啊，到了有一天呢。
Until one day.
她已经了解了。
She finally understood.
她这男同事有坏习惯。
This male colleague has a bad habit.
她要思考什么事情啊
？Whenever he needs to think.
就躺在椅子上面。
He would lie on his chair.
脚就翘起来了。
And put his feet up on the desk.
啊，他不是恶意的。
That this he hasn't done this out of evil intention.
后来他知道了。那么他就跟他讲
when she realized,
因为大家也都 相处得不错
when she knew this, she would say to him,
他晓得现在跟他讲不会发生冲突
she knew that if she explained the situation to him, he would not get angry
就跟这个男同事讲啊
so she said to him,
啊，你这个翘脚的毛病啊
putting your feet up on the desk,
啊，差一点啊我第一天上班的时候就要跟你吵架了
it's a bad habit, because on my first day, I almost wanted to start an argument with you
现在我知道你不是坏意的
now I know that you have no ill intention
不过这样子不太好
But still, this is not a very good habit.
这个男同事听了以后啊，就觉得很不好意思。
And when this male colleague heard about it, he was embarrassed.
是啊，我不应该这样子。
He said, "Indeed, I shouldn't have done that."
差一点就引起一场的争吵。
And I almost caused an argument.
这个就是忍耐。
This is what patience is.
啊，不记恨，不报仇。
You should not remember others, ill wills, and you should not want to have revenge.
在适当的时机呢，来跟他劝勉。
And at appropriate time, you would explain.
我想夫妻之间、婆媳之间呢、啊。就是应该这样子。
I believe this is the same way between husbands and wives and between in-laws.
能够学会这样的忍耐。
If you learn patience.
那么，即使再坏的习惯都能够改掉。
No matter how much bad habits you have, you can still change them.
这也是我们圣灵充满的人应该学习的地方。
And this is also a lesson for people who wants to learn the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满的第五个特性。
Fifth characteristics of being filled by the Holy Spirit is.
就是要有恩慈。
It's kindness.
恩慈是什么意思
What does it mean to be kind?
啊，就好像我们常常说，前人种树啊，后人乘凉。
Very often we say that people before you would plant a tree, and then you will have a chance to sit in the shade.
有一个人就跟老先生讲啊
，And there was an old man who said,
老先生啊，你怎么现在在种这棵桃树
？And someone asked an old man, why are you planting a peach tree?
等到这棵树长大结果子的时候，你就死掉了。
By the time this tree has matured and have grown fruits, you would have died.
你吃不到这个果子啊！
You would never be able to eat the fruit of this tree.
为什么还要那么笨种那棵树呢？
So why are you so silly planting this tree now?
老人家说，我这个要种给后代的人吃。
And this old man says, I'm planting it for my next generation.
啊，他是白白的来帮助别人，施恩惠给别人。
He is helping.The next generation, which, and it does not benefit him.
他不求回报。
He does not ask, people to give him for repays.
啊，这叫恩慈。
This is what is called kindness.
主耶稣白白的爱我们。
And Jesus has loved us.
他没有给我们要求什么条件。
He has never set a requirement for us.
我们应该学习主耶稣白白的爱别人。
And for we should imitate Jesus and to love others.
最好的爱是什么？
What is the best love?
我们每天呢都可以做得到的。
We can do this every day.
就是我们面带微笑了。
The best love is to put a smile on your face.
在这个冷漠的时代。
In this a cold world.
人与人之间呢、啊，距离越来越远。
The distance between two humans have been stretched further and further.
就是心的距离很远了、啊。
Which means the distance between two people's heart has gone further and further.
所以在这个社会最需要的是什么呢
？Hence, what the society needs the most.
就是我们。这个友情的这个表现。
What the society needs the most is people who show their emotions.
那这表现在我们脸上啊。
And this emotion should be shown on our face.
有人就做这样的比喻。
Some people made an analogy.
我们的脸呢，像红绿灯一样。
Our face is like the traffic light.
啊，这个绿灯的时候，车子就能够开过去了。
When it's green, the cars can pass through the intersection.
红灯的时候，车子就停下来。
When it's red, the car's stopped.
我们若常常带着微笑
If we always have a smile on our face,
表现我们的友善
To show our friendliness,
表现我们能够接纳别人
To show that we're able to accept everyone.
这个就好像你的脸亮了绿灯一样
This simply shows that your face is like the green light.
别人看到就想要 跟你接近。
When others see you, they want to be close to you.
想要跟你做朋友。
They want to be your friends.
假如我们脸啊是臭臭的脸。
However, if we have an ugly countenance,
生气的脸。
A face of anger.
啊，我们的脸就是红灯啊。
Then our face is likened to a red light.
当我们亮红灯的时候，没有人敢接近我们。
When the red light is on, no one dares to come close to you.
啊，不但别人得不到温暖，你自己呀、啊、也得不到温暖。
That other people can't feel the warmth in you, even you can't feel the warmth in you.
啊，所以这个恩慈也是圣灵充满的一个表现。
Hence, kindness is another manifestation of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
说到圣灵充满，另外一个表现就是良善。
The next is goodness.
啊，曾经有一个年轻人问主耶稣。
There was once a young man who asked Jesus.
说梁山的夫子啊。
My good teacher.
主耶稣问他说，除了天父以外，没有一个是梁山的。
Jesus answered, other than our God in heaven, no one is good.
你怎么称呼我梁山？
Why did you call me a good teacher?
啊，然后他主耶稣问他说，你要什么呢？
Jesus asked him, what would you like?
他说他要得永生啊。
He says he wants eternal life.
主耶稣说很好。
Jesus said, good.
你要守诫命。
You have to observe the commandments.
年轻人说，诫命我都守了。
And if you said you have kept all the commandments.
我孝敬父母。
I have honored my parents.
我不奸淫，我不杀人。
I have not committed adultery. I have not committed murder.
主耶稣说很好。
Jesus said, wonderful.
啊，主耶稣要让他知道什么叫守诫命。
And Jesus wanted him to know what is the true meaning of keeping the commandments.
主耶稣就说了一句话。
Jesus then said,
你要变卖所有，赈济穷人啊，再来啊跟随我。
Jesus said to him to sell all his possessions, give the proceeds to the poor, and follow him.
结果啊，这个少年人啊，他就忧忧愁愁地离开主耶稣。
And this young man went away from Jesus with a sad face.
主耶稣要他变卖所有，他变了脸。
When Jesus wanted him to sell all his possessions, and he was quite sad.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他不懂了良善什么意思。
Because he doesn't know what is goodness.
假如他知道神的良善。主的良善。
If he knows the goodness of the Lord,
啊，主他无条件把一切所有的给我们。
And Jesus had given everything to us with no condition attached.
所以保罗这样说。
Hence Paul says,
神为我们创造万物。
That God has created the universe for us.
他把这一切万物给我们享用。
And he has given us everything.
他还有什么不给我们呢？
What else would he keep from us?
啊。所以这个少年人若知道这一点的话。
If this young man knew this.
主耶稣要他变卖一切。
When Jesus wanted him to sell his possessions,
他应该不会担心的。
He shouldn't be worried.
就说我变卖一切，那我都没有了。
The young man was thinking, if he sold everything he possessed, then he would have nothing. That won't be the case.
我们变卖所有，主耶稣还会赏赐给我。
When we sold everything we have, God will give us more.
好像我们的奉献一样。
It's just like our offerings.
奉献十分之一。
If you offer one tenth,
奉献以后会减少吗？
Do you think your money has decreased because of offering?
只要你认识主的良善，
as long as you have recognized the goodness of the Lord,
你就知道我们的奉献不是亏损。
You will know that your offering is not a loss to you,
而是得的更多。
Rather, it's a gain.
比如说，为主做专职的这个传道工人，
for example, full-time ministers of the Lord,
好像是牺牲很多。
They seem to have sacrificed everything.
其实不是牺牲。
But in fact, it is not a sacrifice.
所以我们。这老一辈的传道人嘛、啊、
，many of the older preachers
常常提醒这年轻人
，they often reminded the young preachers
你今天能够为主做工
，today if you work for Jesus
你不要讲说你牺牲很多
，do not say that you have sacrificed a lot
你不要说你的家庭牺牲很多
，do not say that your family has sacrificed a lot
有什么牺牲呢
？What is there to sacrifice？
啊，主耶稣给你的比你付出的还多。
What the Lord Jesus has given you is much more than what you have offered.
所以这不是牺牲。
Hence, this is not a sacrifice.
这是恩典，是享受。
This is a grace.
啊，的确是这样。
This is indeed true.
当我们了解神的良善
，When we understand the goodness of God,
你就知道我们的一切都是主的。
You know that everything that we have is God's.
有了这样的认识，你才有办法去。帮助别人
When you have this understanding, then you will be able to help others.
就是要变卖所有的时候，你也敢变卖所有。
Even if you have to sell everything you owned, you will still do it.
这是对于神的良善的认识。
This is because you have understood the goodness of God. Otherwise,
很多人会计较。
Many people would not do it.
啊，不行不行，我现在很忙。
They would say, No, I'm too busy.
你不要派我这个圣工。
Don't give me more work.
好像主耶稣没有时间给他做圣工。
It seems as if that Jesus hadn't given him time to do holy work.
啊，我不行，我不能奉献。
Says no, I can't offer.
啊，我现在穷得很呐。
I am too poor.
啊，好像他一切所有的是他自己去争取来的。
It seems as if that he has earned every penny by himself.
好像不是神给他的。
It seems as if that God has given him nothing.
这个就是不懂良善。
This is a perfect example of one who doesn't understand goodness.
这个就是不懂得顺服圣灵。
This is a good example of one who doesn't abide by the Holy Spirit.
所以他永远体验不到神的丰富，神的良善。
And hence, this kind of people would never understand the goodness of God.
所以一个基督徒啊。
Hence a Christian.
他的生活是积极的。
The life of a Christian is active.
他的生活是充满着爱。
His life will be filled of love, full of love.
啊，所以我们也希望说，我们真的圣灵充满的人。
Hence, it is my hope that everyone who has been filled with the Holy Spirit,
啊，不是只为自己。
They don't live for themselves.
当主耶稣要你变卖你一切所有的时候
，The moment when Jesus wanted you to sell your possessions,
要你付出时间的时候
，Wanted you to give up your time,
要你爱弟兄姐妹的时候
，Wants you to love brothers and sisters,
不要吝啬
，Do not be stingy,
不要斤斤计较
，Do not be too petty.
好像我多付出一点，我就好像缺了什么。
Do not think that the more you offer, the less you have.
那这个就不是圣灵充满。
Then this is not the fullness of Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满是一个懂得良善的啊，这个真正的意思。
The fullness of being filled with the Holy Spirit means you understand what is genuine goodness.
啊，圣灵充满的第七个特性。
Seventh characteristic of being filled by the Holy Spirit is
就是信实。
Faithfulness.
信实就是永不改变的心。
Faithfulness means you will always be steadfast.
一个守信用的人啊。
A person who keeps his word.
最受人尊重。
Is a person who is respected.
同样的道理。
For the same reason.
我们的神是信实的。
Our God is faithful.
他对我们的爱不会改变。
His love to us will never change.
他的话不会改变。
His words will never change.
所以我们今天啊。
Hence today.
我们在我们的信仰上面。
Today in our faith.
你自己要道理要查考清楚。
In your faith, you must study the word carefully.
真教会是不是一个得救的教会？
Is a true church the church of salvation?
我们信仰不能够糊涂啊。
We shouldn't be foolish when it comes to our faith.
当你查考清楚的时候，
when you have studied it thoroughly,
你就能够在各种环境当中，你不会摇动你的信仰。
You'll be able to stand fast to your faith.
好像但以理的三个朋友，
for example, the three friends of Daniel.
啊，他跟那个巴比伦王讲。
They said to the Babylonian king,
我们是绝对不能够向你的偶像跪拜。
We will never bow down to your idols.
即使你要把我们丢在火里头。
Even if you have to throw us into a fire pit.
即使我们的神不救我们。
Even if our gods will not save us.
我们一样的是不能够拜这个偶像。
We will not kneel down to your idol.
他们有这样的认识。
They have such an understanding.
杀身体不能杀灵魂，我不怕。
That you can kill my body, but you will not destroy my soul.
肉体即使死亡了。
Even if I die physically.
我们灵魂可以得救。
Our soul will be saved.
啊，要有这样的认识。
You must have this understanding.
就表示你对于神的灵有认识。
If you have this understanding, it means you have an understanding.
你知道属灵生命的可贵。
You will know how precious spiritual life is.
你就不会妥协了。
You will not compromise.
我们有一些人在事业上妥协了。
Some of us compromise in our career.
为了多赚一点钱。
And in order to earn a bit more money.
有些人去做那些不好的生意。
Some people begin to do some illegal trades.
有的做色情的交易。
Some would have do trades in pornography.
想要得到一点钱。
Trying to earn more money this way.
那这样就糟糕了。
And this is a very bad case.
所以我们不受钱的引诱。
Hence, we should not be tempted by money.
不受恶势力的威胁。
We will not bow down to evil.
我爱神的心永远不改变。
That our love for God will never change.
我信仰立场永远不改变。
That our faith will never change.
这个就是圣灵充满。
This is what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满另外一个特质。
The next characteristic
就是温柔。
Is gentleness.
温柔的意思就是谦卑柔和。
To be gentle means to be humble and to be kind.
主耶稣也这样说。
Jesus said,
我的心柔和谦卑，你们要学我的样式。
I am humble and gentle. You must imitate me.
曾经有一个老先生啊。
There was once an elderly gentleman.
他到报社里头要办事情。
He went into a news agency to do some work.
结果他到柜台那边呢。
When he went up to the counter,
就跟那个办事员讲啊，请你帮我帮办办办这个事情。
He went to receptionist and said, "Can you help me out?"
那个办事员那年轻人很凶啊。
The young man was quite rude.
就骂这个老先生啊。
Said to the old man,
你有没有眼睛啊？
Do you have eyes?
你不会看吗？
Can't you see?
这个地方是什么？
What I do?
老先生抬头看一看。
When this man looked up,
啊，就跟他讲啊，对不起，对不起。
He said, "I'm sorry."
啊，我没有注意看。
I haven't paid attention to the notice.
啊，对不起哈。
I am sorry.
啊，就离开。
And he left.
啊，注意看那个招牌。
And look at the what was said on the sign.
然后去办事情嘛。
He looked at the sign and went on his way.
啊，他回去以后。
When he went home.
啊，他保持一个平静的心。
He was very calm.
他写了一封信。
He wrote a letter.
要给那个报社。
He wrote a letter to the newspaper.
不是要告那个年轻人。
It's not to make a bad report of the young man.
是要提醒这个报社。
Rather to remind the newspaper.
你要注意你的这个职员的情绪。
That you must be careful or take note of your employees' emotions.
不然的话可能会引起一些不必要的争吵。
Otherwise, there will be unnecessary arguments.
他刚写完了。
At the moment he had finished the letter.
他的孩子问他：“爸爸，你这写着干什么？”
His child asked him, "Why are you writing this?"
他爸爸就把来龙去脉跟他讲。
And the father told him everything that happened to him during the day.
他的孩子就生气了。
And the child was angry.
说爸爸，你怎么对他那么好
？He says, "How can you be so polite to him?"
你应当当场责备他。
You should have rebuked him right on the spot.
这年轻人太没有礼貌。
This young man is too rude.
他爸爸就故意跟他讲了。
And the father said to him.
是的，我也这样想过。
Yes, I have thought of that.
我本来想要当场骂他一顿了。
I wanted to rebuke him right on the spot.
可是你知道吗
？But think about it.
当我想骂他的时候
，When I want to rebuke him，
他刚好在开抽屉。
He was opening up a drawer。
这抽屉一开啊
，When you open up a drawer，
看到里头有一把枪。
I saw there's a gun in it。
我想还是不要骂他。
I think it would be better for me not to yell at him。
不然他枪拿起来就杀我，糟糕了。
Otherwise, he would take up a gun and shoot at me。
他孩子跟他爸爸怎么讲
？And what did the child say to the father？
爸爸还是你聪明。
Dad, you're wise。
啊，你幸好你没骂他。
And it's a good thing that you haven't rebuked him。
爸爸就来教训他一顿。
And the father took this chance to lecture。
这个年轻人呐。
You are young.
欺善怕恶
You are afraid of people who are evil.
你说有一把枪，你就说不要骂他。
If you say that because he holds a gun and you don't rebuke him.
连一把枪你就叫骂他。
If he does not hold a gun, you want me to rebuke him.
这样不应该的。
This is not the way.
我们应该把大事化小事。
We should try to solve everything.
把小事化成没有事情。
Solve big things into little things and
little things into nothing. 我们应该多存一点温柔的心。
We should be gentle.
让社会减少那些不必要的那些罪过。
We should try to create less trouble for the society.
啊，这老人家实在是很有修养。
And this old man is indeed wise.
那么我们今天有圣灵的人啊。
And today for us, we have the Holy Spirit.
我们也应该这样子。
We should think likewise.
耶稣的门徒当中。
Yes.
耶稣的门徒。
Among the disciples of Jesus.
一个叫约翰，一个叫雅各。
One of them is named John, the other is James.
他们的绰号就是雷公的儿子啊，雷子。
Their nickname was the Sons of Thunder.
脾气很坏。
They have very bad temper.
人家不接待耶稣。
If others were not welcome to Jesus,
他们就跟耶稣讲。
They would say to Jesus,
主啊，你应该从天上把火降下来烧死他们。
Lord, you should pray for a fire to come down from heaven and burn them up.
耶稣慢慢地跟他们讲。
And Lord Jesus explained to them,
我来世上是要拯救人啊。
I came to earth to save.
我不是要来毁灭人的。
I'm not here to destroy.
约翰后来改变了。
And later on, John changed.
约翰写了约翰一书、二书、三书。
John wrote First, Second, and Third John.
一个脾气暴躁的人。
A person who has bad temper.
圣灵改造他。
The Holy Spirit has changed him.
他写了爱的书信。
He wrote a letter of love.
他知道什么叫爱了。
He finally realized what is love.
他也懂得什么叫温柔了。
He also knew what is gentleness.
所以我们也很希望说我们有圣灵的人。
Hence, it is my wish that those